This is GQDN for Monday, February 17th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a couple of sales going on. When could GTA 6 be launching on PC? And we got a beta update for the Steam Deck battery. But we will begin today with Overwatch versus Marvel Rivals. Because IGN did say that one of the Overwatch developers did welcome the Marvel Rivals competition. And that's where the Overwatch 2 director, Aaron Keller, did talk about the new reality that Blizzard does find itself in with Marvel Rivals. And how Marvel Rivals is now attracting millions of players. Here's what he said, quote, "We're obviously in a new competitive landscape that I think for Overwatch we've never really been in before. To this extent, where there's another game that's so similar to the one that we've created," end quote. Now, Keller did admit that Marvel Rivals' success did force a change within Blizzard when it comes to Overwatch 2, because now the Overwatch 2 team is not playing it safe anymore. And Marvel Rivals right now is one of the top 10 most played games on Steam, with over 300,000 concurrent players over a 24-hour period. And Overwatch 2 is still mostly negative on the reviewer rating on Steam. And Overwatch 2 did become the worst user-reviewed game on Steam. Now, sticking with Marvel Rivals, Dot Esports said that some of the players agree on one of the strategists needs a buff. And right now, there are 8 strategists in Marvel Rivals. And the players were talking about Adam Warlock because they were asking Marvel Rivals team for a buff, and that will happen on February 16th. So one of the players up on Reddit did say, quote, "I resurrect my teammates at 100 health so they could die a second time. Also, it's the highest ult change cost in the game," end quote. Some people cannot wait for the buff because he is one of the favorite healers because he may need a healing buff. So when could this buff happen? Well, we'll have to wait and see. But they did say that Adam Warlock needs a buff. This game doesn't need a buff. According to IGN, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 is on fire right now. Because right now, it's sold 2 million copies in the last 2 weeks. And of course, the tweet came from Morehouse Studios. And they said that it was a triumph when it went to 1 million copies sold in just a day. Now, that game did launch on February 4th on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox X and S, as in PlayStation 5. And while on Steam, they had 250,000 peak concurrent players, and Kingdom Come Deliverance did hit a peak of 96,069 players 7 years ago. So compare those two numbers. Now, Embracer owns Warhorse, through its subsidiary, Pelion, and the Embracer CEO, Lars Ringfors, did say, quote, "This reflects the dedication and hard work of our development studios, Warhorse Studios, and our publisher, Deep Silver. It's our strong belief that the game will continue to generate substantial revenues over the coming years, highlighting the exceptional quality, immersion to, and appeal of Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Warhorse Studios has a robust roadmap, including updates and new content over the next 12 months, ensuring an engaging, continuously evolving experience for the community," end quote. You better believe that they're proud about the game. We'll keep our eyes on it, definitely. Might have to look for that on PlayStation, just to see. But I know another game that's up on PlayStation, and that's Life is Strange. Eurogamer.net said that the creative director of Life is Strange said that they delayed Lost Records Bloomin' Rage. Now, the Lost Records Bloomin' Rage is from the developers of Life is Strange, and they were following a lengthy development and quite the unusual delay into this year. And of course, there was a Q&A session about the Lost Records Bloomin' Rage and how Life is Strange did affect it, because Life is Strange did affect the release of that. So, once again, something else to look at, because there were similarities between Life is Strange and Lost Records. Interesting interest. But where could you play this Life is Strange or Lost Records? On your Steam Deck. PCGamer.com says that the Steam Deck beta update will now improve your battery life by about 6%. And that goes right into competition of the MSI Claw 8A AI Plus and the Asus ROG LAX. And while we know that Steam Deck's battery life isn't all that great, 6% isn't going to help out a whole lot. That's according to the article. But it did need some help. That would include the low frame rates like Half-Life 2 at 30 FPS. And yet the battery life doesn't look to be making any major leaps at all. But maybe they're still working on it. Just maybe Valve is still working on it. And of course, nobody's talking about that because Bobby Kotick is talking again. And according to WCCF Tech, he was talking to the Grit podcast with the Activision CEO, and he was talking about the EA Chief Creative Officer, Bing Gordon. Oh no, he wasn't talking about him. They were both talking about the EA and Unity CEO, John Ricciuto. And they're saying that John is the worst CEO in the video game industry. So yeah, Bobby Kotick and Bing Gordon was talking about John Ricciuto. I do apologize if I butchered the name. I apologize. But he did. Now keep in mind that John was involved with some anti-consumer controversies, and that would include, if you remember back in 2023, the Unity engine, which charges a developer per install. And that's where the backlash was so severe that John had to step down as CEO of the company. But talking about CEOs, Pure Xbox said that Phil Spencer will be, quote, honest and transparent, end quote. And he was talking about the Xbox Showcase. In Xbox Era, did do an interview with Phil Spencer, and that's where he said that the team will be honest and transparent on where the games will be launching to, the different platforms. Because within his answer, he did name drop some different platform holders and storefronts. That would include Nintendo Switch, PlayStation, and Steam. So, here's what he said, quote, I just want to be transparent with people. For shipping on Nintendo Switch, we're going to put that. For shipping on PlayStation, on Steam, people should know the storefronts where they can get our games. But I want people to be able to experience our Xbox community and our games and everybody we have to offer on every screen we can, end quote. Now, he also did mention that the Xbox games did showcase last year, but they couldn't get the assets all done. And he did say that it felt weird not to have those assets available for each announcement. So what would we expect from the Xbox showcase from now on? Well, it could be more likely that the announcements will have other console platforms announced with the announcements for the games. So we'll have the indie event coming later this month, and we're about 4 months away from the Xbox Summer Showcase. We'll see what happens. Now we know this game is going to come to Xbox and PlayStation, maybe Switch at the same time, but GTA 6 PC launch could come next year. According to WCCF Tech, that's what Corsair is thinking. And right now the launch window is confirmed by the publisher, by the developer, Rockstar Games, for fall 2025 on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series S and X. But the PC fans will have to wait for the game. Now, with GTA 5, people that like to play on PC had to wait a year and a half. That's when GTA 5 came out for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 in September 2013. And that's where some of the PC versions were launched on April 2015. GTA 4 had a shorter gap, around 7 months. So, the Corsair Gaming CEO, Andrew Paul, was talking to investors, and he did hint about GTA 6, saying that maybe the game will show up early 2026 on PC. And he said, quote, but yes, GTA 6 is probably the one everyone is talking about, and we'll get a glimpse of that, I think, later in the year for the console. My understanding is now it's going to come out in the fall for console, and then early 26 for PC, end quote. We shall see what happens. But people would wish it was on sale. Rock Paper Shotgun found a desktop gaming rig for $900 off, and has the Alienware X16 R2 gaming laptop for $2,700. It was $3,600. So right now it's on sale, as well as the Samsung Pro Plus micro SD memory card, 512 gigabytes, whatever. It was $76, and right now it's $40. And there's some other things to check out too. But let's get to games, shall we? There's PlayStationLifestyle.net, and they're saying that there's games on PlayStation for 65% off for a limited time. That would include the Spyro Crash Remastered Game Bundle. Right now you can get it for $27. Spyro the Dragon, Spyro 2, Reptile's Rage, Spyro Year of the Dragon, Crash Bandicoot, Crash Bandicoot 2, Cortex Strikes Back, and Crash Bandicoot Warped. That's all in that bundle. Right now, that was $75 for the entire bundle. It's down to $26, just over $26. But Amazon's got something for you too. Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon, is now $20 at Amazon. Once again, just for PlayStation 5. Come on, Xbox, where you at? Nintendo, where you at too? Once again, Armored Core 6 is now $20 on Amazon for PlayStation 5. It's also $20 at Best Buy for PlayStation 5. We like sales, don't we? Yes, we do. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. See you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.